Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Samaritan. You can find it on Prime Video. That's Amazon Prime Video with Sylvester Stallone and Dasha Polanco. And we're going to go ahead and get into it with the story. We're following the story of an old superhero hiding in plain sight. Or rather supervillain, but we don't know that he's a supervillain until like the really last twist of it, like towards the climax. Honestly, as far as this movie goes, I think it's a really brilliant feel-good movie for Sylvester Stallone fans. I honestly think so. I think it's a really good feel-good movie for guys who are a fan of Sly. Let's be honest. Dasha Polanco pulls no punches. And Ash from Euphoria is just brilliant. So basically, Javon Walton goes from like dying on on Euphoria to just picking up his spot right back up at Amazon Prime Video and takes it to the next level. Gonna be really honest there. I have to say the acting is not in its tip-top point of success, but it's also really not that bad. In the sense that it's an action movie and there's not a lot of thought really needed to watch an action flick. So the acting is not terrible. I'm going to say that. It's not terrible, but it's not award-winning either. With Dasha Polanco and Sylvester Stallone, Moises Arias shows up in this. It's actually pretty cool. Other than that, it's a decent movie. It's a decent movie to watch to feel good. And the acting isn't exactly terrible. It's a decent cast. They bring it together. The story gets a little stiff and a little stale in some moments, but it's not really that bad. Costuming wise, I really have to say there's an excellent use of just detailed finite colors of navy and gray and black. We really gather the sense, no shade to Detroit at all, but it just feels like Detroit. And when I say that, I mean, it feels like crime is really up. It's super post-apocalyptic. But the world isn't just quite dying just yet. It's just a lot of people who do get robbed and crime is just really high and cops are doing whatever they can. And since the death of their resident superhero and subsequently the end of what they believe was the superhero showdown between Samaritan, the good guy, and Nemesis, the bad guy, I'll have to say, as far as costuming goes, it's actually really excellent. It doesn't quite feel like Marvel, but it's a fairly spirited attempt at it. And in that, I mean, the action sequences, the superhero moments of super strength are all well reflected. The super suit is pretty awesome, pretty badass looking. The musical score is not much to really get into or look at, if I'm being honest. It lends itself to that same Kevin Feige Marvel-esque fanfare of the orchestra. When something good really happens or something bad really happens, it's easy to fall into that pattern when you're watching this. Cinematography, I also want to say it's not lackluster, but it is certainly easy to follow. I'll put it that way. All in all, it's a decent movie. It's worth the watch if you want something simple and nothing like too crazy or too political. In my saying that, I will briefly warn you, it does get into the politics of shifting ideas and symbolism, in meaning that the entire time we're watching the antagonist, the true antagonist of this movie, get into it with Javon Walton, the other protagonist. Watching that go down and watching the antagonist pick up Nemesis's hammer is like, okay, I see where he's going with it. It's to revive an image of what you think happened versus what actually happened in the past. I would say that's as political as you're really going to get. It's not quite something that'll remind you of what we're going through day to day right now, but it's certainly not a bad point to make. It's really lighthearted. It's a really nice lighthearted brushstroke for this whole movie. So yeah, check it out, Samaritan. It is on Prime Video. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays. Thank you.